During a recent lunch at Tujac's restaurant, a man asked his waiter if he was familiar enough with the seafood gumbo to recommend it. "Of course," the waiter declared. "I've been working here for 30 years. It's always been good." Generations of regulars have enjoyed that same level of assurance when dining at Tujac's. The city's second oldest restaurant, dating to 1856, has been resolutely rooted in tradition, including many of its own making. The most significant was its menu format, a highly predictable five-course outing harkening back to the dining norms of the 19th century. These days, however, first-time visitors, lifelong patrons, and even some veteran staffers are all on equal footing as New Orleans gets to know a different Tujac's. There's a new a la carte menu here, which isn't as radical a change as what's on it. An appetizer of nearly raw planks of tuna arrives over corn mock shoe, for instance, and wild mushrooms and crab meat are stuck to delicate puffs of gnocchi in a creamy garlic sauce. You can get a Bita root beer glaze on your filet mignon, or at lunch, a seafood cob salad with neat ranks of shrimp, lump crab meat, crumbled bacon, and boiled eggs over greens. There's also a weekend brunch for the first time. The changes, directed by owner Mark Ladder and chef Richard Bickford, have vaulted Tujac's out of what was becoming food museum status. The extent and speed with which this beloved but fusty old restaurant has chased modernity might have raised eyebrows, if not for the harrowing circumstances that propelled it all. Mark's father, Stephen Ladder, the restaurant's longtime proprietor and a perpetual presence under its roof, died in February. His brother owns Tujac's Decatur Street building, and by March, word had spread that he planned to sell the property to a local businessman behind a string of French Quarter t-shirt shops. The news provoked an impassioned public response, and through the spring, crowds packed Tujac's dining room and bar, visiting for what they assumed would be their final meal or cocktail. Behind the scenes, however, Mark was negotiating with his family, and eventually he was able to buy the restaurant and sign a long-term lease on the building. With Tujac's landmark location secure, he spent the summer retooling how it would face the future. Bickford and his crew are now turning out specials like seared flounder balanced over a foundation of parsnips, cream, and gouda pureed as smooth as bisque, and seared scallops awash in a satsuma beurre blanc. Like other menu additions, these dishes are contemporary, if not boundary-pushing. The big change is having choices, and one of those is to order as if it were still the old days. If you want, Tujac's will present its same trademark succession of dishes, and these set pieces are unchanged, from the very sharp shrimp remoulade to the famous boiled beef brisket. And at Tujac's lushly atmospheric barroom, patrons can still get red beans and rice on Monday nights. That's just one of many traditions that have stuck to this place over the years. Today, it looks like Tujac's will have a chance to accumulate a few more of those old traditions as its new course unfolds. Learn more at wwno.org.